Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. This is Mikkel Hunter. Mornings with Mikkel and Julius White, Mark Clark, and Kelly. You have the podium. The listeners and the community of Baltimore has spoken on the tradition of MLK Day Parade, and we thank you in advance for responding, and thank you for your call this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just saying thank you for keeping us informed in the community. We're excited about the things that we're doing, but we will do Day of Service and the Martin Luther King Day Parade. I think we can do both. The city has great capacity and certainly has great needs, and there are people in need of services, and so we've got folks who've already signed up. But, you know, I believe that when folks want to do things like parades in Baltimore, we try to be supportive. And again, I think we have the capacity to do both, so we're excited to continue.
Mayor Pugh, I just want to say we're just so impressed with you. I mean, you know, a lot of times our elected officials, when they make a decision, they kind of just stick with it. I don't know, a lot of times it may be pride, but the fact that you are so flexible with this, I think says a lot about your leadership, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. But, you know, when people say we want to do this, and, I mean, what effort does it take? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want to take folks in another direction, but at the same time, why can't you do both? Mm-hmm. And I think we have that kind of capacity to do both, and there are people who are willing to do both, and some people will do one or the other, but it all works in the best interest of the city. I tell people in the spirit of Martin Luther King, let's learn to love and not hate. He was a man of peace and bringing folks together, and these are two things that will help us to continue to move our city forward, and what better with day of the Martin Luther King birthday parade, day of service, and we'll do our Battle of the Bands another time.
It sounds great, Mayor Pugh. Thank you again. And we were just wondering what caused the decision to cancel the parade in the beginning. And also, you know, we've noticed throughout the years that sometimes some of the bands have become a little risque. And so we wanted to know if there is a message that you can just kind of send to our city.
I love the way that you put that. Because I remember one time a parade, and it was a little, there are quite a few risque parades in Baltimore, but, you know, especially for our young people, it is a talent that deserves to be nurtured.
Exactly.
And if you look at some of the college and university bands, and I would hope that we would take the time to share that experience with our young people. See a college band, see what the universities and some of the high school bands do, so that you can emanate great behavior. But again, it's nurturing the talent, grooming our young people, and showing them how to be the best of themselves.
Mayor, you not only represent the city, but you are seriously a part of the community, and the community supports you. We love what you're doing, and I know that you're going to get more questions about the AFRAM Festival, but we thank you in advance for what you're doing for the MLK Day Parade and also the Day of Service.
You mentioned the Heritage Festival. Let me tell you that we will continue. There were some monetary issues as it relates to the festival that were not attributed to us, and so I don't want to go into the whole backstory around the Heritage Festival, but I think the young people will tell you, the ones that we invested in last year, helped them start their own businesses, who had their businesses on display. Remember, there was a storm that they all made above $300 and $400 a piece, and there was about 9 youth entrepreneurs out there at the festival. So we'll continue to work on it to make it bigger and better.
All right.
But, you know, it had some financial issues that we were confronted with at the last minute.
Mayor Catherine Pugh, for Mornings with Mikkel, what can we do for you? What can we do to help assist you in your projects?
Let's just keep pushing Baltimore forward, talking about some of the great things that are happening in the city. We've got some great young people committed to the city, businesses committed to the city, and I cannot be more grateful to the support that I've gotten for some of the initiatives that we're doing. On the 1st of January, 2nd of January, the portal opens for our young people to begin to register for working this summer. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a youth fair. This Saturday, we have FAFSA Saturday at the War Memorial Plaza for young people who are interested in going to college. We've got assistance there to help them fill out the FAFSA forms, bring your parents so we can get this work done. Everybody doesn't want to go to college, but some people do, and not being able to fill out that FAFSA form makes it difficult for many. And what our young people will find is that almost 65% of our young people could go to college for free if they just filled out the FAFSA form. Mm.
Wow.
But we're going to assist all of those who will go to Baltimore City Community College. So anyway, thank you all. I'm getting ready to run it. I'm a little late
thank
for my
so
8 a.m.
much.
Meeting at the police department.
And Mayor, before you go, we just want to let you know if you're looking for hosts for the parade, we'll more than love to be there to support you through it.
WEAA crowd. Okay.
We are certainly there for you, Mayor Catherine Pugh, and
all
thank
right,
you for taking a moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.